Amen. If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. If you have your place, stand on and read God's Word. I want to begin reading tonight at verse 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31. The Bible says, Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, now listen to this, do all to the glory of God. Give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Amen. As we look at this tonight, and we can see God is speaking to our heart, and Paul's a writing to the Corinthians here, and he says, whether therefore you eat or you drink, whatsoever you do, he said, whatever we do, he said, we need to do it for the glory of God. Amen. You know what? We can settle tonight that no matter what we do in this walk of life, as we go through this world, amen, we're going to do it for the glory of God. Amen. We're going to do it to uplift His name, to magnify Him, and to give Him glory. I want to say tonight, He's worthy of glory. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of the praises from our lips and the shouting and uplifting our hands. Amen. It's time God's people again to magnify and glorify and give God glory in this land. What's wrong with America tonight is we fell away from God and we've been quiet too long. I will say, praise God, it's time for some mamas and daddies, some grandmas and grandpas, brother and sister, just to stand up one more time and just praise God and do everything, all that we do, for the glory of God. Amen. If we're doing it for any other reason, it's for naught. If we're doing it for any other reason, it won't amount to a hill of beans. But praise God, when we do it for the glory of God, God gets glory. Amen. Amen. God, men may not see it and give you a pat on the back, but praise God, God will see it and receive and give you rewards and glory. Amen. I'm glad tonight I'm serving to God that way. He said what we do in private, he'll reward us for. And he said when he rewards, he'll reward us openly. Amen. One day, praise God, we're going to stand before God and we're going to be rewarded. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because He said, whatever you do, if we're doing it for the glory of God, if we're doing it for any other reason, it won't matter. Amen. He said, give none offense neither to the Jews nor to the Gentiles nor to the church of God. He said, we don't do nothing that offends our brother and sister Christ. It would not that offends some old house person. Amen. We don't do nothing, praise God, that would bring a reproach upon God's house. He said, what all we do, praise God, we're doing it for the glory of God. Not as a reproach, but praise God, well, we can magnify His name. Amen. He said, if He be lifted up, He said, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. Praise God, whatever we do, whatever, everything we do, I mean, hey, listen, it don't matter what we do, whether it's little old youngins going to school or mom and daddy going down to work, praise God, we ought to do it all for the glory of God. Amen. I wonder what happened if we got up every morning and say, God, Lord, help me today to do everything I do for Your glory. Amen. So that You could be pleased with it all. Amen. Not just a little portion of it. Not just little tidbit, but everything that I do today, Lord, that it could bring glory to Your name. Amen. I want to say there's a whole lot of folks, praise God, that could stand some help in this area. Amen. He said, even as I please all men in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many that they may be saved. Amen. He said, what's the best profit that you could get? Had a man and brother, boy, and says, pray God could be saved. Amen. He said, well, you know what he said? He said, it's not about me, it's not about you, praise God, but it's about glorifying God. Amen. So that God can reach down, amen, in the depths of the hearts of our people and save them by His amazing grace. Reaching down where we are. I want to say tonight, praise God, there's a whole lot of people, praise God, that's a trying to do right. There's a whole lot of people that's reaching out and trying to do that's pleasing to God. I believe there's a whole lot of people right here in this church house, praise God, that's a trying and a wanting to do right. And I believe, praise God, God's a wanting to help you. Amen. pouring it out on purpose. Amen. I won't preach tonight for just a little while. I've got to be my help. I've got to think on this, on hidden heroes. Amen. I want to preach tonight for just a little bit on hidden heroes. You remember in the book of Genesis? Amen. There was a fellow by the name of Joseph. And Joseph come up and he had favor in his father's eye. Amen. Why? Because he was willing to listen. He was willing to do, praise God. And amen, he stepped out on faith that he was a believer. And God Almighty blessed him on purpose. I believe Joseph was a hidden hero. His own brothers, praise God, despised him because, amen, he seen visions, he had dreams, praise God. God began to reveal to him the things that were going to take place in the future. And when he come, tried to warn them, praise God, they rebuked him and they cast him off. Amen. But I want to say, glory to God, you can cast off, but you can't get rid of a hero. A hidden hero, praise God. They're going to be there. They're going to stand out. And praise God, they're going to stand forth. And amen, they said, okay, they sold him into bondage, took him down to Egypt, sold him in the house of Potiphar. You know the story. But old Joseph, praise God, he stayed true to God. He was hidden from their sight. They didn't know where he was. They presumed him to be dead. They didn't have no idea where their brother was. But Joseph was down there in the... He was down there in Egypt, praise God, and he was doing a work, glory be to God. He was a hidden hero down there in Egypt. He was doing the work of God, amen. He was being mindful of the Lord. Amen. Do you know any hidden heroes today? Amen. Those that's still trying to do the work of the Lord. They come a time in their lives that they would have them. And if you look over at Genesis chapter 45, they come a time in their life that they would come face to face with their brother one more time. That hidden hero down there in Egypt, amen, there'd come a time that they would see him face to face. Amen? You know the story. There was a famine in the land. Joseph told about it. He said, hey, you know what? He said, we're going to store up for that. He said, when it comes time, he said, I'm going to let you take care of it. Amen? Why, what? Because he was a hidden hero. Amen. He had the power, praise God. It was a supernatural power, and it comes from the throne of grace. I believe there's a whole lot of folks tonight, praise God, it's superhero, and they don't even know it. Why? Because they're just trying to mind God. Trying to stay on the right path. Trying to, if you will, stay with the stuff. And praise God. Hey, you know what you are? Praise God, those folks like that are hidden heroes. Amen. Joseph come a day that his brothers was in a famine. They come down. You know the story. Jacob sent them down there and he said, you go down there in Egypt. Said, you bring us some sustenance. If you don't get us some food, we're going to die. So he took some money and things wasn't much use because he couldn't buy nothing up there. So he said, you take it down and you buy some victuals. So the brothers go down there and you know the story. And they met this man that was over all Egypt. A hidden hero. Amen. Didn't recognize who he was. See, he was just a little old scrap of a lad when they sold him out of jealousy into bondage, or so they thought. But praise God, they come face to face with a hidden hero. I tell you, in my ministry, praise God, I've come face to face with some hidden heroes. Amen. I've had some mentors that stand up with me, praise God, stand up for me and took me under their wing. And they wasn't looking for a pat on the back. They wasn't looking for glory. Amen. They was just looking for somebody that they could mentor to, somebody they could help along the way. Amen. Well, I tell you what, I can't thank God enough for Brother R.A. White. That old man of God, praise the Lord, every time I met him. Brother Bobby Gibson, amen. Every time I met him, amen. Give me a little old nugget, praise God, that this little old preacher can hold on to. Amen. And they lived their life, praise God, circumspectly with God. And they gave, hey, glory be to God. When he went out of here, he went out preaching the word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why, he's a hidden hero. He didn't realize the time before this little old boy thought something of him. Amen. Hey, the world may have not thought much of him, but praise God, he is a hidden hero in my eyes. But Joseph comes up there, comes a time for him to present his brothers there. Amen. He sent them off. You know the story. He asked if they knew about if they had any other brothers. And they said, yeah. They said, before they thought this, oh yeah, we got a younger brother, Benjamin. He's up there with the father. And he said, hey, listen, so you go up there. He said, but you don't come back unless you bring him with you. So they went up there and things was continuing to be rough. And after a period of time, his father said, you've got to go back down there. He said, no, father. He said, we can't. Said, we can't go back down there. He said, oh, said, if you took Benjamin down there, something happened to him. Said, it would, he said, it put me in my grave. You know the story? A little while later, the old guy, times got a little bit harder. And they, and Jacob consented to take Benjamin down there. And he goes down there and he meets his brethren. Amen. And he got to meet Joseph, that hidden hero. Amen. Hey, they had thought he had done been eat up. They thought he was dead. But praise God, God had preserved him alive. Amen. A hidden hero. Praise the Lord. What are you saying? I'm saying glory be to God when we just focus on God. Forget about self. Amen. And put God first. Amen. We can be hidden heroes. God needs some hidden heroes tonight. Amen. Bible says in Genesis 45, he said, then Joseph, chapter 1, said, then Joseph could not refrain himself before them that stood by him. He was seeing his brothers. He said, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard. Amen. You know why? Because that hidden hero, he didn't care. Amen. Praise God. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? But listen to this. And he said, his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. Amen. He was a hidden hero, praise God. He was there, but he was behind the scenes. And the whole time, glory be to God, he was working the work of God. Amen. He goes on in verse 4, Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near, and he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Amen. He took away all their doubt. This hidden hero stepped out. He said, hey, look, fellas, it's me. Can you imagine the shock, the awe in their minds? When they began, that brother that thought had been dead for so many years. He said, fellas, it's me. He said, and now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that you sold me hither. Now listen to this. For God did send me before you to preserve life. Amen. He said, praise God. Hey, it's just an act of God. Amen. I'm a hidden hero. Praise God. He hid me down here to take care of you. Amen. I'm glad there's some hidden heroes, praise God. And they're not in it for the money. They're not in it for the attaboy. They're in it, praise God, to give God glory. Amen. And to see souls saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. He said, for these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in the which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. He said, you only begin to see the first part of it. He said, it's going to get much worse. Amen. Hey, I want to say, listen, hey, we need some hidden heroes. This is why. Because we're only seeing a drop in a bucket. It's going to get much worse. Amen. It's going to get much worse. But listen to what he says, this hidden hero. He said, and God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the land and to save your lives, listen to this, by a great deliverance. Amen. What do hidden heroes do, praise God? They save lives. Amen. Hidden heroes are lifeguards out there looking out, not for themselves, but for someone else. Ready to pluck them out, praise God, of the muck and the mire and put their feet on a solid rock of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what hidden heroes do. Young people, praise, listen to me. Glory be to God, you ought to seek to be a hidden hero like old Joseph. Be a hero, praise God, plucking out souls from even from the pit of hell. You say, well, I can't make a difference. That's a lie of the devil. Amen. There's not a one here that can't make a difference. Amen. When we become a hidden hero, when we come with the heart and attitude, praise God, just to magnify God, that God would get glory out of all that we do. Amen. That was the kind of man that Joseph was. He found favor in the eyes of Pharaoh. Amen. Praise God, I want to say glory be to God. If you're a hidden hero tonight, you'll find favor in the eyes of God. Amen. Amen. Joseph, a hidden hero. Not only Joseph, but we see another hidden hero is old Elijah. Bible says Elijah performed 16 miracles. Amen. That's recorded in the Word of God. He recorded these 16 miracles over there in 1 Kings chapter 17. It tells us about this man. Praise God. And God said, when he come up out of there, he said, hey, listen, Elijah. He said, I want you to go down. He said, I'm going to take you down there. He said, I'm going to let you speak to Ahab the words of God. He said, then I'm going to hide you by the brook. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I'm going to hide you down there by the brook. Elijah said, whenever you're ready, Elijah, 1 Kings chapter 17, and he took him down there by the brook. Amen. He took him before he went to the brook in verse 1, and he said, Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Amen. This hidden hero. He said, listen, he said, Ahab, hey, you know what he's doing? God was using this man of God to get that old wicked king's attention. Amen? He was using this man, he was using this hidden hero, praise God, to get his attention. Amen? He said, there's not going to be no rain till I say so. Then the word came, it came to him, unto him, saying, get thee hence and turn thee aside, or turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook. The Cherith, that is before Jordan. He told Elijah, he said, hey, he said, what you want to do? I want you to inform old King Ahab what's going to take place. And he said, when you get that done, he said, I want you to go down there and abide by the brook. Amen. Praise God. He said, where that living waters are flowing. He said, where you can get help, amen. I want to say, praise God, you ain't going to get no help from some old cold stale something. But praise God, when you get to where those living waters is flowing, praise God, you can get help. Amen. You can grow by the waters. Amen. Those living waters. Amen. You can grow in spirit. You can grow in nurtured admonition of a holy God. A hidden hero took him down here and hid him by the brook. Amen. And he said, so he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. Amen. Now listen to what God does. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh fresh in the evening, and he drank, listen to this, of the brook. Amen. God says, hey, did you go down there and you just stay by the brook? He said, stay by that place of refreshing. He said, amen. And he said, praise God. He said, just be a hidden hero for God. He said, I'll take care of you while you're down there. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what God does to hidden heroes. So he stayed there by the brook, and the Lord provided a fish and provided a bread in the morning and the evening, praise God, to old Elijah, and he drunk out of the brook. But after a spell, the Bible says that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. But I want to say, God don't leave a hidden hero hanging out there. Amen. God, don't leave a hidden hero. Pray. Somebody is trying to be pleased. God, he won't pat you. He won't hang you out there and leave you hanging. Praise the Lord. He'll take care of you where you're at. Amen. Well, I tell you what, I don't know how in the world our missionaries, they'd never make it if they didn't have their faith in God. Knowing that, praise God, they stepped out on faith and that God Almighty promised to take care of them where he put them. Amen. He does. But the Bible says a hidden hero was out there and he's awaiting by the brook. And the Bible says that the Lord spoke to him again. Amen. Verse 8, and the word of the Lord came unto him saying, arise and get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Amen. A place of habitation. Praise the Lord. He said, behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Amen. So this hidden hero, praise God, he steps out on faith. God says, you know what? He said, this old brook's a drying up. This place of refreshing ain't no good for you no more. But praise God, I got another place and I've already planned out for you. I got a place where I can put you, praise God, that you can be a help to yourself. And oh, by the way, while you're there, I'm going to let you help a few other folks out. Amen. So the Bible says he goes down there and he's just a little widow woman and she's a gathering up a couple of sticks. Amen. She's a gathering up a couple of sticks and he salutes her and he says, what you doing? She said, I'm a gathering up a couple of sticks here. He said, I'm going to go in and prepare my... He said, I've got just a little handful of meal and a little cruise, just a little bit of oil left in a cruise. He said, I'm going to take these two sticks and I'm going to make us up a cake. And man, this boy is going to eat it and we're going to die. Amen. But that hidden hero, he said, no, wait a minute. He said, that ain't the way this thing works. He said, I tell you what I want you to do. He said, I want you to make me a cake, just a little one. He said, you just make me just a little one first. Hey, praise God. He said, then you go in there and you take care of you and your boy. He said, just do that first. And said, that little old widow woman, she took that meal and that oil out of that cruise and those couple of sticks represent, praise God, the cross of Calvary. Amen. Glory be to God. That'll sustain. Amen. Praise God. It'll put a fire down in your soul. Amen. And she took them and she made up a little cake, brought that to the man of God. She said, here you go. He says, all right. Thank you, ma'am. He said, now you go and prepare for you and your son. And the Bible says that that meal and that cruise stayed. Amen. They never run out. Every morning, praise God, that little widow woman, she'd go out there to that meal barrel. She'd reach down there thinking, well, I'm going to get the last handful out today. She'd scoop that out and she'd make them a morsel to eat. Amen. Put a little drop, trying to conserve that oil, put just a little bit, praise God, for her and that old hidden hero. Praise be to God. But you know what God done? He just reached down and touched that on purpose. And the next time she went back to that meal barrel, praise God, it was still there. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. She hid him. She hid him in the widow's house. Hid him by the brook. Hid him in the widow's house. Amen. Provided for him. I want to say that's what God does for hidden heroes. He provides for them wherever they're at. Now you know the rest of the story. Elijah, how he's a great man of God. And God, how God take that hidden hero and he'd use him in so many different instances. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hero number two. But let me say, there was another hero in the Bible, another hidden hero by the name of Nehemiah. You remember the story of Nehemiah, that man of God. He was Nehemiah chapter 1 said he was Nehemiah. He was the cupbearer for the king. Amen. He had been taken from his people. He had taken from the nation of Judah. He had brought out of Jerusalem, praise God, and brought into the Persian capital. Amen. He was brought before the king to be the king's cupbearer. Amen. Hey, everybody thought, well, praise the Lord, out of sight, out of mind. So we won't have to worry about Nehemiah no more. Amen. He's gone. But praise the Lord, little did they know that all they had done is put old Nehemiah right where he needed to be, where God could use him for his glory. Amen. Bible says in Nehemiah chapter 1 that Nehemiah was there. He was serving the cup for the king. He was in captivity. And said they come in verse 3, and they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the capital there in the province are in great affliction and reproach, and the wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Amen. He said, it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Little did they know the devil was trying to destroy and tear down, but little did they know that the good God of glory had a plan, that he was going to take this little simple man, a man Nehemiah, praise God, and take that hidden hero and, praise God, use him for a mighty work. Amen. Old Nehemiah got a burden on his heart for that remnant that was left over there. He got a burden on his heart for those walls that was torn down. Amen. Hey, listen, I'll say we ought to have a burden on our heart tonight for those walls that's being torn down. Amen. We need to pray and beg, praise God, that God will give us the power, send us a hidden hero, praise God, that'll rebuild the walls. Amen. We need to rebuild the walls. Amen. The walls of praise and worship and glory and magnifying God need to be built stronger than ever. But old Nehemiah went down there, a hidden hero, hidden in the king's palace, if you will. Amen. Right, but he was the king's cupbearer. The time come when the king seen it, he was sad in countenance, and the Bible says he had never been sad. His countenance had never been, he had never been sad in the presence of the king before. And in his occupation, it could have brought life, it could have brought death. Amen. Because the king could have got thinking and said, If this old boy's disgruntled, ain't no telling what he might do. So I don't know if I want to trust him to sip my wine or not. Amen. That was his job. They said, but he says, Nehemiah, he said, what's the matter? You're this old hidden hero. He said, well, King, he said, it's like this. Now, he'd done sat and fasted, and he'd done talked to God. See, when the devil thinks he can get a hidden hero down, he thinks he can destroy you, get you disgruntled. You know what he does? All he's doing is putting you in a place where you can get face to face with God. I'm talking about a true hidden hero, praise God. They forget about themselves and they seek God with all their heart. That's what a hidden hero does. Amen. He began to get a hold of God. He began to fast. He began to pray. He said, oh God, if you'll give me opportunity, amen, help me make a difference. Wasn't long before that, you know the story. He said, that king said, Nehemiah said, what's the matter with you? Now I'm paraphrasing for the sake of time. He said, why is your countenance down? And he said, a king said, live forever. Said, it ain't nothing about you. He said, I just got word from over home. He said, they told me that the walls is destroyed, the gates is burned, the people's scattered, and there ain't no help over in Jerusalem. There's no help. And King Bohia, I believe God had put a relationship with him, and he had a desire to help this old man out. This hidden hero. He said, Nehemiah, he said, what do you need? Amen. I'm talking about an old wicked Gentile, a Persian king. He said, what do you need? What can I do to help you? Amen. Nehemiah, this old hidden hero, praise God. He began to make his petitions before the Lord and before the king. And you know the story. Wasn't very long, praise God, the king had given him all he needed. He had loaded up and packed up, got him a group of people together, and headed for Jerusalem. Oh, there'd be obstacles along the way. There'd be people that come up and try to call him out. Old Sanballat would come out, he'd say, hey, Nehemiah! He said, why don't you leave your work and come down to us? We'd like to talk to you for a little while. But you know what that old hidden hero did? He said, hey! He said, I'm up here. I'm good at doing a good work. Why should I leave it and come down to you? Amen. That's what hidden heroes do. They stay with the stuff. Amen. They keep going, praise God. Even when opposition comes, hidden heroes stay with their task. Amen. That was Nehemiah. And then the Bible tells us there was a certain young lady. I mean, I ain't going to leave you ladies out. Listen to me, you young ladies. He said, there was a certain young lady. She was a hidden hero. Amen. She went by the name of Esther. You remember Queen Esther? As they come up and things wasn't going right for the king, and Xerxes, he said, you know what? He said, I got rid of my queen. Said she was doing wrong. She wasn't pleasing to me. I got rid of her, and he was cast out. And they said, he said, well, what do I need to do? And they said, well, why don't you find you a young maiden out of the land, that can be a better queen for you? Amen. So they sent out a search party and searched around and knocked on doors and got all the young ladies of the land, and they brought them into the kingdom. And they brought them into the palace and they began to prepare them. Amen. And all these young ladies was chomping at the bit. All of them wanted to be the king's wife. Amen. But in the midst of all that turmoil and all that fuss and all that woman stuff, there was a little Jewish maid, praise God, who was a hidden hero and just stayed in the back, kind of kept to herself. And they said, hey, listen, if you don't clean yourself up, if you don't present yourself something in something better, you need to help yourself. Amen. So she cleaned up best she could, amen, for the glory of God. Amen. I believe when the rest of them was taking their clothes off, amen, you hear me, I believe she was putting them on. Amen. She was a hidden hero, praise God. Amen. And she got word, Uncle Mordecai, he was out there and he got word. He said, hey, listen, old wicked Haman, he's done proposed the law, and they're going on a certain day, a certain month. Hey, praise God, they're going to destroy all the Jews. Amen. But praise God, little did old Haman know that God had planted a little hidden hero right there in the midst, amen, of that great palace. I'm talking about a peasant girl, praise God, that was put in the palace for a purpose. Amen, glory to God. And that little old palace girl, that little old peasant girl, amen, by the name of Esther, praise the Lord, she stepped out, and she said, hey, Uncle Mordecai, he said, what's going on with you? He said, listen, this thing ain't good. He said, there's been a proposal put out, and the Jews are going to be annihilated. Listen to what he says in Esther chapter 4, verse 14. And she said, well, what do I need to do? And he said, for if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But now listen, but thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom? Now listen, for such a time as this. Amen. Said God transplanted him, a little hidden hero by the name of Esther, down there in the king's palace. And old mother Mordecai, he said, hey, for such a time as this. Glory be to God. God's going to use you up, a little hidden hero. Praise God. And in the midst of the demons of hell. But glory be to God. No matter what the devil does, no matter what Haman does, God said, I've got a purpose and a plan for this one. Amen. And she goes on, and Esther says in verse 15, said, then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. He said, go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and feast ye. Now listen to this. And feast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. And I also and my handmaid, my maidens, will feast likewise. Amen. You know what they was doing? They said, we're just stepping out. We're going to put our faith in God. We're going to trust the Lord. We're going to seek God's will. That little hidden hero. She said, praise God. To God be the glory. And she said, so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. Amen. The devil thought, boy, I've got this now. I'm going to wrap this up. But this little old queen, this little hidden hero, amen, this little old lady, by the name, little old peasant girl by the name of Esther, had went from being a peasant to the palace. And she said, you know what? She said, you fight with me and pray, and praise God, we're going to step out. We're going to go for God. And she said, if I perish, I perish. Amen, you know the rest of the story. This little hidden hero, praise God. She dressed up and put on her royal, her queenly attire. And she went out and she stood in the outskirts of the court. Now the king saw her there, and she hadn't been beckoned, she hadn't been bidden. Amen. And she just showed up. She could have been killed. But she's just putting her faith and trust in the Lord. I'm talking about a hidden hero. She put her faith and trust in the Lord. She stepped out there, and the king took his scepter. Now, if the king didn't take his scepter and offer it to you, and if you didn't come up to it, then he would have had you killed. But praise God, he looked there and he seen Esther. And boy, you know what he seen? I don't think he's seen Esther, that person. I believe he's seen Esther, that child of God. I believe there was a radiance and a glow on her, amen. I believe that little hidden hero, praise God, she was there and God was there with her, amen. She was there to make a difference. And she did. You know the rest of the story, the Bible says it. That she asked the king, said, if I found favor in your eyes, I'm pleasing to you. She said, I want you to come tomorrow and have a banquet with me. Huh? And you know the story of her, and she said, Haman, said, well, bring Haman with you. So he did that, and the next day she said, okay, said, if this is well pleasing to you, said, if you like this, said, I want to have another one tomorrow. Said, it's going to be even better, and so I want you to come back then. And because he had done said, he said, just ask me anything you, even to the height of the kingdom. Amen. So it's a little hidden hero, praise God, she prayed, seeks God's face. They come back, you know the story the second time. And as she was there, and she said, King, said, if you want to do something for me, she said, save my people. He said, my people's going to perish. There's been a commandment that passed down. Been a law passed, a decree. Amen. So who done it? Said, this wicked Haman. Huh? And you know the story, the king was in, he was upset, he was wroth. He went out into the garden to kind of think it over. When he come back in, old Haman was on the bed where she was begging for his life. The old king thought he was trying to press her, trying to take advantage of her. Amen. The Bible says they covered up his head, carried him up, and hung him on his own gallows. Amen. Why? Because of a little hidden hero, praise God, saved her whole family, saved the Jewish nation. Amen. Hidden hero. The Bible's full of hidden heroes. Amen. hidden hero, another hidden hero, Daniel. Hey man, you young people, you remember the story of Daniel? In Daniel chapter 1, Daniel was captured, taken into Babylon by King Nebuchadnezzar. He was carried off into the out of Judea into Babylon. But even while he was on a journey, hey, praise God, they in the midst, the king didn't know it, but praise God, they was a hidden hero in the midst. In those young men, praise God, there was a man named Daniel, a young man named Daniel, praise God, who had decided in his heart that he had not partake of the king's things. Amen. He had not to partake in this place, this other environment that he was going to. He settled in his heart. The Bible says, verse 8 said, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Amen. In the midst of the Babylonians, in the midst of the captivity, there was a little hidden hero. Amen. By the name of Daniel, praise God. And he found grace in the eyes of the eunuchs. Amen. And the Bible said, now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. The eunuchs is the ones that were supposed to take care of them, make sure they was fed and nourished and taken care of. But Daniel said, you know what? He said, I don't want to partake in nothing that this place is God. He said, I want to keep myself pure. He said, I want to keep myself chaste. I want to say praise God in the midst of Babylon, in the midst of all the persecution, in the midst of the vileness of the world. Praise God. There was one little old boy. He said, praise God. He said, he was a hidden hero. He said, I want to stay pure before my God. Amen. You know the rest of the story. God blessed Daniel. God used Daniel. God made him a prince over the provinces, the providences of Babylon. Oh, King Nebuchadnezzar had a providence that was a great providence. I mean, covered a multitude of country, lands, and places. But praise God, he said, I want to put Daniel over there. Amen. Why? Because God needed a hidden hero. Amen. I want to say God still needs some hidden heroes. People don't need a pat on the back, praise God. Just need to give glory to God. Amen. To be there, to be what God wants us to be. In these last days which we live, realize it, praise God, we need some hidden heroes. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was out in a study the other day and I had the radio on. Well, I got to thinking about hidden heroes. I want to say there's some hidden heroes in the world today. Amen. There's some hidden heroes. There's some men and women. There's some husbands and wives, praise God, that are hidden heroes today. There's a story. There's a song on the radio. You may have heard it about this fella when his wife got not doing so good, and he takes her to the doctor and to see what's going on. And the doctor comes back and he said, I ain't got no good news. He said, it's bad. He said, hey, listen. He said, Doc, just how bad is it? He said, I just got to tell you that she ain't going to get no better, that she's going to gradually get worse. And worse and worse till it goes out of here. But the Bible said that man, that hidden hero, glory to God. Amen. He wasn't looking for the world, but he was a looking to God. Said he went and he renewed his vows. He said, for better or worse, and in sickness and in health. Amen. It didn't matter, praise God. It was what was right. That's what a hidden hero does, praise God. We do what's right. Amen. Praise the Lord for the glory of God. Amen. They told him it'd get worse. Never get no better, amen. Said there'll come a time when she'll never not even recognize your voice. There'll come a time when you can talk to her and she won't even know who you are. Amen. Said there'll come a time when she won't even recognize your face. Amen. He said, I just can't take care of her. He said, there'll come a time when she won't even realize your touch. He said, you'll be taking care of her. You'll be cleaning her up. You'll be nurturing her, loving her, and she won't even know it. But you know what a hidden hero does? They say, praise be to God, till death thou us part. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm going to do that that's pleasing to God. That's what hidden heroes do. Amen. I want to say, praise God, we can look around the world today, we can see some hidden heroes. There's some heroes amongst us today. We don't need the Michael Jordans and the Cheyenne. Praise God. We need God Almighty. Amen. Hidden heroes. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said there'd come a time and she won't even recognize it. She won't realize who he is, won't recognize his voice, won't even know his touch. But he said, that's all right. I said, she's still mine. Amen. Why? He said, because I've made a vow. Amen. I've made a vow and I'm going to stick by my vow. Praise the Lord. You say, what is that preacher? That's a hidden hero. Amen. They're all around this land. Boy, I thank God. For I see it all the time. Little old men, little old women, praise God. You see them down there in the nursing home. I was down there a while back and this little fellow was in there and had dementia and his mind was gone. And his little and he come out of the room and he was going down the hallway and just doing all kind of crazy things. And his little old wife, bless her heart, tears are strolling down her face. And he was going down the hall, he was cussing and a ranting and a raving. And the little wife, she come alongside him, trying to talk to him, trying to encourage him to come back into the room. And he just got the worse. And the more she tried, the worse he got. And the nurses kind of come and got him convinced to go back in there. And she just stood there and bawled and cried and said, oh, I'm so sorry. He loved the Lord till he got this. He would have never done that. She said, I just try to come down every day and just try to take care and try to help him just a little bit. You know what that is? That's a hidden hero. Amen. Praise God. Still trying to do that that's right in these last days. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we need some hidden heroes. Amen. We need some men and women, boys and girls. Pray God, it'll stand up. Amen. Be a hidden hero. Not for the pat on the back, but for the glory of God. Amen. That God might receive the glory. He said, Paul told us, he said, whatsoever you do, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, he said, do it all for the glory of God. Amen. Why do you do what you do? Amen. Why we do what we do ought to be for the glory of God. That we might be hidden heroes. Amen. The world here may not even notice it. But God does. Amen. God does. God notices it. God recognizes it. God realizes it. Amen. One glorious day there'll be a reward for it. For hidden heroes. Amen. Those who step out on faith just trust in the Lord. Not to be men pleasers. But to be God, please, that we wouldn't bring a reproach on the name of God. Amen. I tell you today, youngins, God needs some hidden heroes. He needs some hidden heroes in this last day we live. Folks that'll step out and say, you know, no matter what anybody else does, I'm going to try my best to go with God. Amen. I'm going to try my best to stay on the right path. I'm going to try my best to lead in the right way. Amen. Hidden heroes. Do you know any hidden heroes tonight? Amen. Do you know any? I know quite a few hidden heroes. Amen. People that love God. Amen. And do things to give Him glory. Why do they do what they do? For the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. They don't want no recognition. They don't want a pat on the back. They won't want to add a boy. They just want to bring God glory and be a help along the way. Amen. You know what that is? That's called Christianity. Amen. It's called being a child of God. Amen. Praise the Lord.